Hey, I got this funny skit we can do to open up the show.
All right, cool, man. What do you got?
Okay, so.
And it was in that moment Chazzy realized maybe he wasn't as funny as he thought.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, so what were you going to say?
Okay, so.
And it was just then the two main characters began to realize maybe they were just that. Characters in someone's story, and the world was their stage. Or maybe the stage was their world.
What the hell is happening?
Yeah, no, that's it. I'm out.
As Juice gets up to leave, Chazzy ponders why and just what exactly is going on. And he says,
what exactly is going on? Why are you leaving?
That's it, man. I've seen too many horror movies, dude. That's how it starts. You hear random voices. You start getting chased. I'm out, man.
And now Chazzy was alone to ponder his thoughts, to ponder his existence, to ponder his reality.
Hey, Juice, wait up.
Let me just slide inside, did you say?
No, I said I'm going to go through the side a bit.
Oh, I thought you said, let me just slide inside. Let me just slide right in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast.
Oh, you got me. Pac-Man, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's Pac-Man, dude.
You just threw me off a little bit.
Waka, 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 waka. That's what he sounds like, right? It's like, waka, 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 waka,
waka. Oh, that's when,
I'm a little off, but I'm close enough, okay? It's close enough.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen.
Man, I kind of got some allergies today, dude. It's a little bugging me a little bit.
I'm
sucks,
happy.
Dude.
I'm chilling.
It's been right as we kind of started.
No sniffles for me today.
It's a little fucking me up. Not going to lie. A little fucking me up, dude. Kind of like what Nintendo's doing right now. A little bit fucking me up. A little bit fucking fucking it. You guys see this? This is for the fucking it up. There's a pop filter for the mic, so I don't know. I like them paying pop filtering it. Filtering. Oh no. You wanna grab that for me?
Nah, not really.
Alright. Nintendo scraps their movie and show deals with Netflix.
Yes.
For those that didn't know, a while back there was like some rumors and it was like kind of confirmed, but not really confirmed, but like kind of also out there that Nintendo was working on some bringing some of their IP, some of their games, and adapting them into like shows and or movies and everything. And Nintendo had a deal with Netflix to bring some of their games to life in the form of animation and or even live action film. And a while back, many of these projects that were being secretively worked on were leaked around social media. There was a claymation style Star Fox.
It was a claymation style Star Fox game that I was actually
project
that I was actually really excited about because I love the game so much.
Yeah. There was a live action Zelda show that was going to be in the works, and the Zelda adaptation was labeled as a Game of Thrones for a family audience style of show, and the storyline would follow Link, obviously, on a quest to save Princess Zelda, obviously, in the land that us gamers are familiar with, obviously, Hyrule. I think we spoke about it before. Like, I remember saying something. I don't know if it was on an episode or if it was like a post that we made on IG.
I think we definitely did have an episode.
It was a long time ago, though.
Especially because the Star Fox conversation came.
Yeah, I remember discussing something about, oh, Nintendo is going to do a Star Fox show or some shit. I don't remember the claymation part of it, but I remember saying something and talking about something about Star Fox being a show. And then obviously I don't remember talking about it on camera about Zelda, but I think that's maybe what we made a post about or some shit.
The Zelda stuff?
Something like that. Yeah. I remember something, but I know we spoke about it before. Well, anyway, apparently all of this has been ceased. Kaput! It's not happening, dude. Hey, Nintendo.
Done.
Are you guys still doing those shows?
Done.
No. And it's seemingly because Nintendo freaked out about the leaks and canceled all their partner projects with Netflix, which kind of gives hint to the fact that if these things were never 100% confirmed,
you kind of just
confirmed that the rumors and the so-called leaks were probably now, pretty on point.
What could have happened? Yeah, so then, exactly. So the leaks were on point, obviously, like the information that we had got out.
Yeah, because if you're canceling it...
That just goes to show that you were working on something and you just kind of like, oh yeah. Shit, we're not going to do
it. And maybe the leaks and everything that were being said about them did have a lot more validity to them than just being rumors and leaks.
And that's one of the biggest things too. Like you gotta admit too, like everything that Nintendo does, they kind of keep everything in a real tight knit.
They do.
They
yes.
do not let
control
for the most
freaks
part,
almost, which I agree, but then certain things I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I understand it. You're going to be your babies, you know what I mean? And Nintendo, how long have they been doing this? 35, almost 40 years now or some shit, right? And they've, I mean, Mario's their fucking child, bro.
Yeah.
Like Zelda is their baby. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like all their IPs, you've noticed, like they don't do anything outside of themselves. Like they don't really give their characters to anybody else to do much with. And they definitely don't do shows and movies anymore because they kind of have a bad track record, such as the Super Mario movie back in the 90s. That was horrible.
Trash.
Right? Then there was like some Super Mario cartoons. I believe there was two. I believe there was Super Mario Bros. 3 and the Super Mario World cartoons. They may still be on Hulu.
That's where we had briefly talked about it. It was
we talked about
it
on the bracket game, one before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, with the Dads Can Game episode,
we brought that up before.
Yeah.
But like the Super Mario cartoons, I don't remember if it's both of them or not. I just watched one of them recently. I think it was 3, Super Mario Bros. 3. It's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And like they were very like stereotypically Italian, and like that's just not how Mario is, dude. You know what I mean? Like in the games, at least. Yes, he is supposed to be an Italian plumber. That's like their background. But the show was very like, hey, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Like, that's not the Mario world, dude. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening
but see,
here?
That's one of those
anyway,
things.
Anyway, it's a princess.
That's one of those things that could we really say is just Nintendo, though? Because I think there's a...
It's whoever they license it to as well.
There's,
you know?
There's also been a long track record of when games just don't succeed or translate well
shows
to
and
a
movies,
movie or to a show.
Which they are doing better nowadays, though. Finally. The Witcher.
We got a good example with Sonic, dude. Sonic
Sonic movie?
Really
I was not
now,
expecting
only,
that to do well, to be
now,
honest with you,
thing,
and I loved it.
The only thing I will say for me, and then again, that could just be because that's just how I got used to Dr. Robotnik being, was I always
fat,
got too used
round.
To seeing him on fat and round from the beginning, no matter what.
I wonder
if that's
going to develop
thing,
later.
Yeah, but that's one thing that I'm saying, like out, like off the gate when I saw that movie was...
That's the one thing you didn't like?
It bothered me that he wasn't...
I said this before on camera when we first talked about the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. I didn't like, what's his name? Oh, man. Hey, you know who plays Cyclops in X-Men?
Yeah.
In the old X-Men? What's his name? Do you remember? James Marsden.
Okay.
His character's girlfriend or wife, I don't recall.
Way too cheesy.
Yes, you remember me saying that?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't like her acting. I thought it was very, very subpar in comparison to everybody else.
So that's where I say that I kind of try to give Nintendo a chance why they're a little bit more protective of their characters of doing
it's because
like
look
that.
At the track record of video
the
game
games,
adaptations into film. Yeah.
Period. Yeah. Now, with somebody like Nintendo that holds such a high standard for their games, whether they're repetitive, whether whatever the case is, they're very protective of their games in general or their franchises.
They're extremely hands-on, especially now.
Yeah.
And I actually give them a little... This is where, like, I feel a little bit conflicted. It's like, I understand what they're doing, like we just said, because it's like they're babies. They don't want to damage their brand anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever want to have... like the 90s movie or the Super Mario cartoons or even the Zelda cartoon that once was get those kind of shit ass reviews that they got back in the day today. I don't think they want to repeat that. You know what I mean? So they're very, very tight knit and want to do things a certain way. So I understand them being so protective, but at the same time, then like, I don't, and forgive me, I don't know. This is off the top right now. I don't have this in the notes or anything. Maybe Nintendo should do like their own film company in a sense to where they have more control over what's happening
them. Yes and no too. They'll be able to control it more, but just because they have more control of something, they're kind of taken away from some, like let's say the director's vision or the writer's vision.
Yeah, and sometimes you need to let that happen though too.
Yeah.
We've said that a million times. Sometimes let the directors do what they do.
Yeah, let them do their job. And I think in a sense, if they create their home film company, that could go down because we have so many successful people out there that could take care of the deal. But I understand like what you're saying, that like, they want to keep it into themselves. They don't want to let it out out because they feel that they could make whatever adjustments they want this way when they have more of a say so.
And it's kind of been proven that whoever's taking the helm on these movies in the past and cartoons in the past don't really know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think they're working with the source material enough. I believe like in the cartoons too for Super Mario, they changed the names of characters and shit. Mm. Why? Like, the characters' names are already perfect. Why did you change them?
They're the characters' names for a reason. Yeah, it's not you're trying to do a spinoff or anything.
Yeah, leave it.
The material was there.
What was the point? Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah. Can someone tell me? Like, what was the point in changing? Like, I believe it was like the Koopa Kids. They changed all their names or something. And then Bowser didn't even, I don't even think they called him Bowser. I think they called him King Koopa, which I believe that's what they call him in Japan anyway. So I guess that's accurate. But for like the US, we know him as Bowser. And then they changed the Koopa Kids' names. And then I think Bowser was a different color. He was like the old school green. Remember when Bowser was green or something? Or am I confusing that with someone else? Maybe it wasn't Bowser that was green, but they made him green and whatever. But I mean, as far as this goes, like, rumors are going to start. Mm-hmm. Leaks are going to, they're going to happen. They're damn near inevitable, which, by the way, supposedly these leaks about the Zelda, Star Fox and all that stuff for Nintendo Netflix came from a Netflix employee who leaked that information.
And then
we were talking about it earlier. Yeah. Nintendo's probably got like a really hard NDA, non-disclosure agreement, and they take that shit very serious, as you can tell with everything over at Nintendo over all these years. So the fact that the leak or rumors, whatever you want to say, got started from supposedly a Netflix employee, that probably makes Nintendo go, we can't even trust the company that we're partnering with. So we're out of here.
Yeah. So I understand.
So I get it.
I understand why they shut it down, but at the same time, like, you're selling us short of games and movies and shit that we could see.
Exactly.
Live action movies, you know, like
the
shows,
claymation thing,
series.
Whatever it may be. Yeah. And I mean, these things are going to happen, though. I understand, like, it coming from an employee that you're partnering with, that's kind of like a somewhat of a like hard pill to swallow. Like, hey, come on, bro. Like,
we're
really,
supposed to trust
you work
other.
Here with us. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
that's like that would be like me. Like, you're telling me, hey, we're gonna talk about this, and then all of a sudden, I just run with it and start posting
and like,
my own
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take credit
like,
for
right,
everything.
Hold on, bro. We had an agreement here on how we were gonna go about
exactly.
this. But I mean, rumors are gonna happen. Leaks are gonna happen anyway. And the majority of these things do come from insiders. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's inevitable. And you do your best to keep what you can under wraps and keep stuff from getting out there and spoiling what you're doing, but it's like you just can't hide every little thing, unfortunately. And instead of throwing a fit and scrapping it, here's where like I'm kind of like 50-50 on what I'm about to say myself. I'm a little conflicted because of what we just said prior a few minutes ago. But it's like, instead of throwing a fit and scrapping the whole idea, maybe look at it as free exposure instead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your projects are being hyped up, and it's almost all positive hype on top of it, and you hadn't even spent a dime on promotion yet. Why don't you look at it that way?
Because they could also look at it as if people expect too much, and then when it finally comes out, when I
the
finally release that show, when I finally release that Netflix movie or something like that,
and they got cold feet,
yeah,
and they're like, "Yo, like, this is getting way too out there. Fuck this."
Yeah,
and like, we're not gonna do it.
At that point, when they've already sunk so much money into it, they don't really have a choice. Right now, it was more so the deal and the idea that, hey, this is potential, we can make this much, et cetera. But they haven't spent no money, like you said.
But imagine, like, the people, if they're Star Fox Claymation, for instance, like, they probably worked. Claymation takes so long, dude. Claymation is tedious work, dude. And imagine if they have already started on it.
I think.
And now it's just like, oh, never mind, fuck all your work.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
You know what I mean? Like, no, I mean, no matter what it is, live action, animation, claymation, doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, claymation is so much more tedious, bro. Certain things in there, they're because they're not investors. You know what I mean? They're not producers.
No.
Those guys are employees that are working, so they probably still got paid for their time.
Yeah.
But it just sucks to have put all that tedious work into it and then for Nintendo to just pull out. So I'm like, I'm conflicted about it personally. Like, I understand where they're coming from as far as like, it's their babies, it's their IPs, and they want things done a certain way. But then I also look at it like what I said earlier. It's like, you can't stop these things from happening. They're going to happen when you're such a big company that's finally going to be doing something with their games and adapting them into movies or show or film, whatever, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rumors are going to happen. Leaks are going to happen. And to pull out from all of it and just say, fuck it, due to all these leaks, it's like, did something else happen? Is it just the leaks?
And they're using this
as an excuse to pull out? Like, what really happened? Or is that what really happened? And if that is the case, it's like, I like I said, I'm conflicted. I kind of feel like Okay, well then use it as free promotion, free exposure, because look at the comments, look what people were saying like about all this. They wanted this to happen. They were excited for this. There was more positivity around this than negativity. But there was a lot of people saying what I said, like, I hope this isn't going to be a repeat of like the 90s and shit.
Yeah, but not only that though, you also got to look at it from this perspective of how do you capture a new audience, a new generation, etc., to get into these games is by releasing these type of cartoons, these type of shows, like
it just goes
where it's the Star Fox thing. Yeah. Right, like for example, you could have got so many people back into Star Fox,
yeah,
or the newer kids wanting to look back and say shit.
Because we're lacking a Star Fox game like crazy.
Yeah,
for years.
The game period, we're missing that. But
so a show would kind of revive that.
Revive that, kind of bring that interest around, because you know how it is, dude. Like kids nowadays, if you look at it from that perspective, right, you want to capture the younger audience.
Yeah.
Because like for something like this, like for example, for Star Fox, like I know about it.
Yeah,
I know Star Fox, so yeah. I'm gonna enjoy it regardless.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Now somebody who's younger and doesn't know who Star Fox is, they might be like, "Damn, that show was so tight! Like there has to be a game."
And then they go check the game. Oh, this is based off a game, because there are people out there that just don't know. Even though Nintendo is gigantic, there are people out there that just don't know. Like all they may know is like Fortnite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like those kids growing up, and I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying that's what it really is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially because like you just, like we both just said, there hasn't been a Star Fox game in quite a while.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't know.
But it's like these were the games and stuff of our kind of generation, like their Fortnites and stuff like that. That's their Nintendo. That's their and that's their Super Mario in a sense.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And of course like these things are going to be a little bit more family friendly because it is Nintendo, but I was stoked to see a live action Legend of Zelda. I did have my my worries that it was going to be like too cheesy, but I like in a sense, even though I never watched Game of Thrones, I know everyone's going to go crazy. You never watched Game of Thrones?
I briefly did. I never got into it.
Which is weird because I like that kind of stuff, but I'm sorry. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. That's a story for another day. Mm-hmm. But I mean, seeing like what they, I respect what the Game of Thrones has done. You know what I mean? Even though I haven't seen all of it and this and that. Mm-hmm. To say like a Game of Thrones style show, but more family friendly. And then like you look at, for instance, what The Witcher has become on Netflix, you know what I mean? And stuff like that, and what it's going to be and continue to be. And then there's other adaptations that were good. I can't think of off the top of my head right now. I'm sorry. But I was stoked to see what could be. I did have my worries that it was going to be a little cheesy. I feel like it is a little bit hard to adapt Legend of Zelda into live action in a sense. But I also believe that it can be done in the right hands. You know what I mean? Anything can. I mean, it's kind of hard to adapt Sonic the Hedgehog into real life.
And they did that.
I think they did a good job.
Yeah,
you know
how they did that.
But we got some comments here that I want to highlight too. Underscore B3N04 underscore on Instagram.
Bit of an overreaction.
Yeah,
right?
He said a bit of an overreaction. And I grabbed these comments from IGN when they posted about Nintendo scrapping all this stuff. I looked through some of the comments and I grabbed some. Someone said, man, Nintendo is stingy as hell. And that's Bubbles underscore buy underscore default. Man, Nintendo is stingy as hell. There's another one. Jaden.fyb said, they're probably lying to surprise everyone later. But if they aren't, then this is just an overreaction on their side. That's a good comment.
That seems like somebody who's optimistic about something that's even in a bad situation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Hold the line, dude. Yeah. We're almost
there. We're going to be all right, dude, okay?
All right? We're going to get this Star Fox claymation later. Just relax a little bit.
We'll be all right. Like, she only popped out one breast. I didn't get to see both breasts, but at least I got to see one, you know? So it's okay. We're good here, you know? Did she let me touch him? No, she didn't. But I saw him. You know what I mean? If you're like 13, that's a great joke if you're 13. All the 13-year-olds right now are cracking up. So, I mean, you see, there's different people that think different things, but a lot of these comments are saying that, like, Nintendo is... Yeah, it's overreacting, dude. Use it as exposure. Use it as promotion.
Yeah.
And give us what we want. It's been a long time coming. And, like, depending on which ones you launched with, like, this could open up a whole world for Nintendo into film in general, whether it be live action, claymation, animation, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. If you're going with a Star Fox... claymation, Legend of Zelda, live action, and then they are working supposedly still. I haven't heard anything about it in a long time. Super Mario film is supposedly in the works, and like there you go. You've got Star Fox claymation. You've got Legend of Zelda live action on Netflix. You got a Super Mario film in the works, like Hollywood, you know, a movie.
They definitely should be having their own production come through.
Yeah, this opens up the book for a lot of things. Like, for instance, you could do I guess I would live in the Super Mario thing, but using that as example, like Yoshi's Woolly World had a bunch of shorts, like short movies, short little animation things. Like, Nintendo should do more with that. They also, Pikmin had a bunch of shorts as well. That would be great. You can make a animation style Pikmin show on Netflix as well, and it could be like exactly what the games look like. Like, for instance, the latest Pikmin, it looks great. You can kind of do an animation in that style, and Pikmin could have a cartoon, an animation. Star Fox claymation, Zelda live action, Pikmin animation, Super Mario movie. You could do more Yoshi shorts, but up the quality a little bit. Like, you could open up a world. A Metro show or movie would fit perfectly. Metro? Did I say Metro? I meant Metroid.
Metroid.
My bad. I meant Metroid, Samus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but not even. You also got to think too. Like, this is only attention coming back to your franchise.
Which yes.
You can sell more merchandise. You can
more
sell
games. More games. Everything.
You
dude.
Can keep your kind of company relevant in the sense that people are gonna want to look into these things that you have within that bubble that you're kind of keeping so tight that you don't want nobody else to see.
And there's so many IPs that they could use, so many other franchises that they could use and they could do things with. And I just don't understand why pull the plug on everything, dude.
Because then again, I also wonder, like you said earlier, is this one of those things that maybe they could have started seeing other problems ahead of time where they're like, they can't even keep this together.
Yeah.
What about when we start giving them more information?
Yeah, we don't know the insider scoop and not making excuses, but I'm just saying we don't.
I guess as a fan, I'm trying to find ways to
different possibilities.
Justify what caused them to end the deal. But I think they sold themselves short tremendously, because there's just so much that, like you said, like with all these other games and ideas and possibilities that we had, that's potential new people that you're gonna grab.
Exactly.
That's a new audience from a different age group that's gonna keep this franchise still relevant. Like, you guys had so much potential to do so much, and you sold yourself short, I feel, because you just shut all those possibilities out now.
Yes. And then, for instance, like, another great one would be Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong could have a show of some sorts, which it had one in 1996. It had two seasons, Donkey Kong Country, and it was actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was like the times again, you know what I mean? So it's like, again, once again, it's like Nintendo's probably holding on. Yeah, because everything that they've done as far as film goes in the film world has been pretty bad.
Yeah, but then you know what, though? We're so many talented people now. There's so many different people out now that could take over these projects. But I see their problem with, we're not even development stages and they're already leaking shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got to think, if they actually went through with like a claymation style Star Fox series or whatever, you got to think, like, what if they were already in the ending stages and they start releasing stills and little shorts and that one employee that has it out when they're not supposed to have it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And going like this the whole time, you know? That's how I picture that, the people who do that, right?
They're in the meetings and they're just like, totally not obvious. When you do this, you're kind of camouflaged. People don't know. You're just like, are you filming that?
Now it just looks like I'm just ignoring you, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
No.
Totally not suspicious.
Is he filming that? No. I'm looking at Instagram.
Selfie.
Oh, okay. All right. What the fuck are we doing?
God damn.
There's so many opportunities though, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was looking up. Like, what other games could be movies this from Nintendo? Like, Animal Crossing is one that's huge. Everybody loves Animal Crossing. I'm not into it, but everybody loves it.
And I just thought about this too, though. You also got to think, this will also give us a backstory on some of those characters that we would have liked to seen shine more in those games, like where we wanted to know more Luigi stuff, right? You could do a Luigi series.
Imagine if they did the Mario thing and then it spun off into a Luigi's Mansion storyline or something. You know what I mean? Like, that would be dope, dude. Like, Nintendo, it's been how long? It's time to capitalize on these things.
Yeah.
You know?
If not, shit, give us another Mario Kart or that Switch Pro finally.
Yeah, come on. Just fucking do it already. It's been way too fucking long, dude. Sega's capitalizing on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We mentioned the Sonic game, the Sonic movie and everything, and that did really good. And they're making a part two, which is going to have Tails in it and supposedly Knuckles in it. Which, by the way, real quick, this could be a whole other thing. I said this back in the day when we first started talking about it. I really truly feel like the Sonic movies should follow the Sonic game format. It's just too perfect. Sonic 1 was great how it is. Teased you with a little bit of Tails at the end, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Sonic 2 should be with Sonic and Tails.
Yeah.
Right? And then maybe throw in some like Metal Sonic or something being the enemy. Robotnik finally creates Metal Sonic or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're saying that Knuckles is going to be in Sonic 2. But in the game, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he doesn't appear in Sonic until Sonic the Hedgehog 3, where he's like the villain or whatever.
So you're saying you want
I think they could prolong the movie. Why are you rushing it already? Why are we throwing? And then they said Amy's going to be in it as well, who doesn't appear until I believe Sonic Adventure, which was on the Dreamcast. Why are we throwing all them in already? We could prolong this movie franchise.
Yeah.
Unless they're just trying to do a straight out trilogy only, then I guess they got to throw more stuff in quicker.
Yeah, yeah, you got to cram it.
But you could prolong this a little bit if you follow the game more format a little bit more. Let me know. Does anybody agree with me, or do you agree with what they're doing more? Do you want to, you know, just a trilogy and speed it up a little bit? Or follow the game format a little bit more and draw it out?
The issue that I have sometimes, like with these trilogies where they kind of essentially speed it up and give you a lot of information within one movie.
Too much, too fast.
I also don't feel like we get to see certain characters or people develop that should.
We don't get enough development. Yeah. Character development. Yeah. There we go.
That's what kind of bothers me, especially because it.
Drop the fucking mic on him, bro. Boom. Character development.
We can't because it'd break the
break
the glass
table that we have
on
here. Yeah. Oh, my God. But break you also me in gotta half, think, you son of a bitch. You
motherfucker.
What?
Sometimes I got something on the tip of my tongue, like I'm right there.
You're on a roll, dude. Yeah. I fucked that up. Yeah.
God damn.
Take a drink of my water.
I fucked up. Let me drink this water real quick.
I'm thirsty today.
But yeah, we definitely get to see a lot better character development because
if you
I feel
do
that like
slower,
like a Knuckles and like a Tails definitely deserves.
Yeah.
Not obviously like a whole movie just be centered
around
them.
No, but
them,
they deserve a little bit more spot. Like Sonic is synonymous with Sonic and Tails. Yeah. Like especially in Sonic 2, that's what happened. Like, and they did it great. They did it great. Like I said, Sonic 1 was Sonic. Mm-hmm. Then they gave you a little bit of a tease with Tails at the end. I know that they also gave you a little bit of a tease of Knuckles' tribe, his tribe in the beginning of the movie, but so we know that it exists.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. Is it too much too fast? We're throwing Tails in the second movie. We're throwing Knuckles in the second movie. We're throwing Amy in the second movie. We're going to get obviously more Robotnik in the second movie. Mm-hmm. Does that mean we're getting also Metal Sonic? Because like some people were saying that they think like Knuckles is going to be the Knuckles is going to team with Robotnik in the movie, and they're going to be, you know, go up against Sonic and Tails, right? But some people were saying that Knuckles isn't going to be the only villain, that Robotnik's going to make a Metal Sonic, and then it's going to cause Knuckles to team with Sonic at the end of the movie and, you know, defeat Metal Sonic and Robotnik. Yeah. But so is that too much too soon?
Yeah, and then you also got to look at it from the standpoint. Is this like, sometimes people want action, action, action. Are they kind of sacrificing all that and just putting that up front?
I know, just to capture people. You know, I don't know. I just think spread it out a little bit. We don't know what's happening officially. Yeah. We haven't seen anything. Yeah. But I just spread it out a little bit. Give me a little bit more. Because what's going to happen in the third movie? If we've already done all that.
I hear you.
What's happening in the third one then? You know, unless they're kind of going different routes and Knuckles and Robotnik are going to be the villain in the second one. And then in the third one, maybe Knuckles has to team with them to defeat Metal Sonic in the third one instead. I don't know.
We don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, running that fucking thing into the ground. Sonic Prime has been announced. We also, we did not talk about it on the show, but we did make a post a while back when this was first announced that I believe it's Netflix still, right? Is Netflix?
Netflix.
Netflix, yes. That Netflix was going to be teaming with Sega to do a Sonic animation alongside the movie that's coming out. This is a separate thing. And it's officially announced now. It's called Sonic Prime. Netflix, Sega of America, and Wildbrain announce a new animated Sonic the Hedgehog series, Sonic Prime, set to premiere worldwide in 2022.
And it's going
to
be a 24 series?
Yeah,
right?
We got this from, I do want to shout them out, we got this from Tails Channel on Instagram. Tails Channel.
I think they like Tails.
On Instagram. 24-episode animated adventure for kids. Families,
long-time fans,
draws upon, we are not in sync. Oh, bye. 24-episode animated adventure for kids, families, and longtime fans draws upon the keystones of the brand and features the blur, a video game fame, and a high-octane adventure where the fate of a strange new multiverse rests in his gloved hands.
Sonic Adventure is about more than just a race to save the universe, and it's a journey of self-discovery and kind of redemption in a sense, right?
Yeah, so interesting, man. That series is going to be animated by Wildbrain's Vancouver studio, and Sega and Wildbrain will jointly participate across production, distribution, and licensing. So, see, Sega has a lot more going on, you know?
Yeah.
Sega will be jointly participating in production, distribution, and licensing.
And
I wonder what Nintendo was going to do.
Take a note of that. Yeah, that's a way exactly. to kind of have your more control. But yeah.
Who knows? Who knows, man?
We're spinning wheels there at that
point. Yeah. Man of Action Entertainment, which are the creators of Ben 10 and the characters and team in the Academy Award-winning feature Big Hero 6. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I did.
That was a good movie, dude. Yeah. Big Hero 6 was a good movie. Have been brought on as showrunners and executive producers for the series. I'm kind of stoked for this. I'm interested. Why not? Fuck it. Right? You know what I mean? Just as much as I want... I do want Nintendo stuff more, but...
this kind of gives us hope because at least we get to see more Sonic stuff.
Yeah.
But then... that's what I was trying to cut to. So I guess it's going to start in 2022, the animation series?
2022, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be for the official...
It's going to be in 2022. Yep. Netflix, yep. Sega, Wild Brain, 2022. Doesn't really tell us anymore, but something that we do get here is multiverse, which is like the in thing right now. DC's doing multiverses, Marvel's doing multiverses, my ass has got a multiverse. It's like, come on, you know what I mean? How many cheeks can you have? I'm only one guy.
Hey, you can have a lot of cheeks.
Hey,
we got four to start with. One, two, and then,
yeah,
you know.
But I don't know, multiverse, what exactly does that mean? So are they going like the Sonic Generations route? I don't know if you ever played that game where it's like classic Sonic, modern Sonic, stuff like that. Are we having, you know what I mean? Multiverse, I mean, kind of obviously.
Yeah.
It's got to be that,
right? Yeah, because it has to be, you're now, just by saying that, you're like, have to introduce different timelines.
Yeah, you got
to,
yeah,
different adaptations of it.
Could be cool, dude. It could be really cool. And plus, it's like a series, so there'll be more to explore over time. I wonder if it's going to be 30-minute episodes. Usually animations are 30-minute episodes.
24 to 30-minute episodes.
Yeah, 24 to 30-minute episodes. Being that they don't have commercials, they could play with the time length a little bit. I don't really see it being like 45-minute to hour-long episodes because it's animation.
I think you keep it down to a 30-minute
episode. About a 30-minute episode, probably. Something I did want to notice is the logo. You see how it's all shattered?
Yeah.
Sonic is all shattered, and then the Prime is all like...
Almost like, well, you know, when you look at a diamond or something like that, and like the reflection stuff, it's kind of just
Prime.
All over the places and shit.
Sonic Prime, premiering on Amazon Prime. You know what I'm saying? It's not, though. It's on Netflix.
Hire me for voiceover work.
Hey. Anyway. I mean, what do you guys think? I'm kind of stoked for that. Why not? It just hypes me up more for the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And then it keeps, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It hypes you up for the movie. It keeps you interested in the franchise. It keeps you interested in the characters.
Yeah.
It leads you to want to discover more about those characters. So you might look into a comic or into a game or.
I just hope it's not.
Bust out your dad's Dreamcast.
Yeah, you never know.
Sega.
Oh, Daddy, let me play. No. It's only for display purposes. I just want to get my crusty fingers on it. I haven't washed my hands in 2 days.
Oh.
And I was rubbing it all over the asphalt. You know how kids do that shit?
Yeah.
Oh!
I don't know if that's how they do it, but okay.
Yeah, dude, they just go to parks and they're just like, oh! All together. Oh. You ever seen kids play?
I've seen kids play and I can tell you it's not like that.
No! No!
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week.
And this week's Cosplay was discovered by none other than...
Yeah, dude. This is a really good one, dude. And I'm going to throw it up on the screen right about...
now.
And it is Supadez. Supadezzz. On Instagram, and it's from Gears, or Gears of War, depending on what era you grew up in, because the name changed. It was Gears of War, and then now it's just Gears.
Yeah.
And it was Gears, and then it's just Gears of War, and now sooner or later it's just going to be Of. Hey, did you guys get that new game, Of? This is phenomenal, dude, and it's of Carmine,
B Carmine,
because there's several Carmines in the Gears franchise. Enemy marked! And this is great, dude. I mean, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is really good. If you guys are not looking at this, you need to go look at this at Supadez, Supadezz, on Instagram. Or if you don't want to go there, go to youtube.com/Side Project Podcast for the listeners and check it out right now. It's amazing, dude. And it really does look like B. Carmine. It looks like Carmine like a motherfucker, dude. It's absolutely great. It's Gears of War embodiment 100%.
I love his eyeballs and stuff like that.
Yeah, the goggle type thingy. So
the goggle style ones, you got the shading down right.
Oh, it looks perfect, dude.
The color combination. Like, look at the chest piece alone. Like, dude, it has the little, the gear symbol.
The gear symbol is there. Absolutely. Yes, it's perfect, dude. Yeah. The way that, and you know what I kind of like? Like, it's bulky and big, like how Gears is, but it's like, it's not overdone at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit more slimmed down, I believe, than like what the games are like. But it still is, like I said, like big, bulky, like he's coming through and doing some shit, doing some damage. Like
looks intimidating.
Yeah, it's fucking great, dude. He's got the, I don't remember all the names of the Gears guns because it's been a little while since I played Gears.
I can look it up, actually.
I used to be a giant, giant Gears fan. Believe me, though. Giant Gears fan. I have played every single Gears game, but the last few have been a little bit disappointing. I was a little excited for Gears 5. I still have it. I actually just uninstalled it the other day. Also, I mean, Supa Dez, since you're obviously a fan, let us know what you think about the latest Gears games. Which ones haven't you liked lately? I think it was, when was the last one I liked? God, I don't even remember, man. Shit.
I'm trying to look it up. I'm trying to look at the,
I know there's the Lancer, the retro Lancer.
So
the one that he's got on his back is the Lancer, which is the one with the chainsaw. And that's the hammer burst. He doesn't have that. We're looking for the, what's the handgun called again, man? Somebody's screaming at the screen right now. If it's not Super Dez, it's somebody else for sure. They don't have it on that picture.
They don't have it on this
one. They don't have it on that picture.
But the point
anyway, either way, yeah, I don't remember what the handgun is called, but it's absolutely phenomenal. This is great, dude. He's got the Lancer going in the back with the chainsaw on. It looks like it's a little bit either rusty or bloody. Probably bloody. A little bit bloody. It's got like a little bit of a dark tint, unless it's just the angle. I don't know.
I really dig like his belt area kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be considered the belt area, right?
The gloves are on point. The helmet is on point, dude. The stuff, he's got like the little pouch right there and everything. Oh, I mean, dude, this is phenomenal. I love Gears of War, man. And I hope that they make better games moving forward. But this cosplay is absolutely dope, dude. And the photographer is done by @_ErnestoMendez. _
Can't
at the
end.
Shout out to him. What a phenomenal pick. Great location. And easy. Not, good background. Love
and,
it.
And from what I see on your profile, Super Dez, is you're a foam smith. So
yes,
it looks like you did the majority of the work.
You probably did this yourself.
Yeah,
from what we've gathered.
Yeah, because I saw he has the different rifle setups. He has different guns, I believe. Yeah. So, dude, the fact that you did this and
did again, it all yourself, bro.
This is one of those things that I've always said that I've appreciated about the cosplay community. I love the fact when you could see somebody that takes their time, their dedication, their hard work, the hours that he put into, you know, making these props, these guns, the chest pieces, the helmets.
Yeah. I'm looking at his Instagram right now.
Yeah, and that's where I was grabbing
FJ Mendez, artist, foamsmith, Connecticut. See Carmine mask tutorial on his YouTube, you guys, if you guys want
to
check that out.
Tells you how to
set and then this
that
picture
up.
Is a B Carmine. This is great, dude. Yeah, he's got like weapons up on there and everything. Yep. And I mean, you guys got to go check him out, dude. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's great. He's got a good picture with the helmet off as well.
Yeah.
His E-Day gear.
Not very Mandalorian-like of you, sir, taking off your helmet.
This is great, dude. He's got E-Day gear on his Instagram. You guys definitely need to go check that out. I just saw that imposter, like that photo, too. Mm-hmm. So imposter knows this guy, man. If you ever or wherever in the same areas, whether it be conventions or whatever it would be, dude, I would love to meet you and take a couple pictures with you because I'm a giant Gears fan. I've always loved Gears, and this is absolutely phenomenal. So Super Dez, your Gears of War. Or just Gears, or just of. Cosplay B Carmine of the week is take out your chainsaw Lancer.
Amazing. Sorry, I wasn't trying to have my eardrums blown out again. But what if I just would have throat chopped you in the middle of doing And ladies and gentlemen, this just turned into a solo podcast.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys. We're getting out of here for watching, liking, for liking, sharing, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those things that you do over on youtube.com/sideprojectpodcast. When you go down and you
had
hit
a real
that,
Joker moment
when you
there.
Go down and you hit that big red button that says subscribe and it goes and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you guys for listening on Apple, on Google, on Spotify, and all those things that you listen on when you rate and you review and you do all those.
I'm just gonna bob during the outros now, so it goes with whatever.
We thank
you're
you from the bottom of our heart.
Just gonna be hyping up the outro like.
Juice, tell them where they can find you.
Captain underscore Juice Box. This is the same for my TikTok as well.
I wonder if people are sick of us yet.
We would hope not.
If you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy. And don't forget to follow my Twitch when I do stream. I'm streaming here and there. Usually it's kind of going to probably be maybe like once a week as starting, because we got a lot going on. We got a lot of things going on behind the scenes that we can't tell you guys yet. So we've been pretty fucking busy.
Yes. Hey, we're busting on Nintendo right now.
Yes, we are. We can't tell you.
We're keeping everything under wraps.
Roger's going to post it on his Instagram. John Retro's going to post it.
I know what they're talking about.
Our friendship's fucking over. We told you not to leak it. We got a lot of good things that are in the works, and we're trying really hard, so I haven't been streaming as much as I'd like to, but it is twitch.tv/ChazzyDidIt on Twitch. If you're looking for us, both of us, the duo, the magnificent,
Side Project Podcast
on Instagram. Juice, hit him with some Gears of War pistols.
I don't...